I am Vernon Joins, and for the next few moments, we're going to consider the question, what in life has value? As long as I can remember, I've heard people say, the best things in life are free, but don't you believe it? Day by day, men prowl. They prowl through giveaway departments of life looking for something for nothing. And they're trying to find worth without work. But such cannot be found. The best things in life are not free. Achievement and victory are not free. These call for the proper preparation and performance. Friendship is not free. To have a friend, you must be one, according to the Scripture. Peace is not free. It demands costly devotion to the things which make for peace. And the best things in life certainly are not free. Value is a relative thing. Of what value is a sunset to a man who can see no beauty? Of what value is a steak to the man who has lost his appetite? As such, heat on a desert or ice water at the North Pole has very little value, but reverse them, and they're worth something. But what about the value of money? This seems to be the bottom line in almost every industry and almost every person's life now. How much am I going to get out of this? And how much am I worth? And how much money can I save? But who would question but that money does have value? But you would think for a moment that such a value has no limit. Money can buy a bed, but it can't buy sleep. Money can buy food, but not an appetite. Money can build a house, but not a home. It can provide amusement, but not happiness. Money does have value, but its value is limited. No man is so poor as he who has only money. There is that maketh him rich and yet hath nothing. There is that maketh him poor, yet hath great riches. Proverbs 13 and verse 7. And Paul tells us that a man can have nothing and yet possess all things. 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 10. The only real value money has is what money can do for you. But money does more to you, at least to some people, than it does for them. Now, some things are of more value than money. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. Proverbs 15 and verse 6. Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Proverbs 15 and verse 17. Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of sacrifices with strife. Proverbs 17 and verse 1. Better is a little with righteousness than great treasures without right. In Proverbs 16 and verse 8, money has value in the world, but it is by no means the most valuable thing in the world. To illustrate, let me mention a kidnapping case that occurred in our country several years ago. The kidnapper in this case had earlier in life inherited a sizable fortune, but this fortune was all very quickly spent. At the age of 34, having already thrown away almost a quarter of $1 million, he was an ex-convict, a dope addict, a drunkard, and now he chose a new role, a kidnapper and a murderer. For the child he had kidnapped, he demanded and received $600,000 ransom. To show his real lack of value, notice what he did with the ransom money. He immediately got drunk, hired him a taxi, and gave the drivers upwards of $1,000 and said, "Get me a woman." And what a low value this boy put on that which he had paid such a high price for. He was later caught, and because he had become a menace to society and was deemed unfit to live, he was put to death by the state. Now, if the father of the kidnapped child had not had the $600,000 to give, the boy might still be alive today. And this man would not have traded his son for any amount of money, I'm sure. Regardless of the wealth he had, no sum of money could bring this boy's life back. And I tell you, there are some things that are far more precious than money. Each one of us, each one of you, has something more valuable than money in your life. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet their heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Matthew 6, verses 25 and 26. Isn't your life more valuable than money? Would you trade your life for any amount of money? Yet thousands have done so, and sometimes intentionally. They never thought what it was going to lead to when they started something. And the greatest gift you can give is yourself. The value of that gift will depend upon the kind of self you give. Will you then make the most of your life before the most of your life is gone? Not only invest something in self, but invest self in something. You may not be the best, but you can be your best. People are always trying to better themselves instead of always trying to make themselves better. And the most promising person in the world is the person who does more than he promises. The thing that will pay the ultimate dividend is to demand more of yourself than others demand of you. It is the then sum that really counts. Mediocrity will put you in the common herd, but excellence will take you out of it. And if you choose Christ as your partner, you must be above average and put everything you have to the best possible use. Time is more valuable than money. Time is God's first gift to man and one of his most precious gifts to man. Time and life move at the same rhythm. When you ask a man for 30 minutes of his time, you're asking for 30 minutes of his life. Time and life are very closely linked together. And if you consider life to be valuable, then consider time to be valuable. As the Lord has admonished, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. How can a man redeem the time? To do so, one must make the wisest possible use of time. He must make it count for him. So teach us to number our days, and that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Psalms 90 and verse 12. Be grateful for the time God has given, and never lose sight of its value. Let us say with the psalmist, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. In Psalms 118, verse 24. In time, one might be able to accumulate and hold on to great sums of money. But with no amount of money is one able to accumulate and hold on to time. With some time runs out before their money does, and of what value is their money after their time is gone? And with the time you have, you can adequately prepare yourself for eternity, where time will be no element, but you have no time to lose in order to prepare for it. The night is far spent, the day is at hand, and let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly, as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. In Romans 13, 12 through 14. No man is sure of life. Job 24, verse 22. But while no man is sure of life, man can be sure of eternal life. To be sure of eternal life, we must believe and receive him who has promised that life. He is said to be the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Hebrews 5, 8 and 9. He is the author and the finisher of faith. Hebrews 12 and verse 2. Will you not spend some time learning of Christ and give time to follow Christ. Only in this way you can truly redeem the time. But when we consider knowledge and wisdom, we will quickly see that they're more valuable than money. Here is Solomon's admonition. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. Proverbs 8 and verse 10. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and get understanding is rather to be chosen than silver. Proverbs 16, verse 16. Knowledge and wisdom are exceedingly great, but such are to no avail unless the heart is right. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he that increaseth knowledge increaseth sorrow, said Solomon, Ecclesiastes 1 and verse 18. What did Solomon mean by this? No doubt he was thinking of a worldly wisdom in contrast to that wisdom which is from above. And the Bible speaks of a wisdom that descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good works, without partiality and without hypocrisy. James 3, verses 15 through 17. It is that wisdom that really counts. There is no knowledge so valuable as the knowledge of what is valuable. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. Luke 16 and verse 15. For the Lord seeth not as a man seeth. For a man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. 1 Samuel 16 and verse 7. May we constantly seek that knowledge and wisdom that will enable us to see the unseen. And Paul speaks of looking not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 18. Beloved, this insight is something money simply cannot buy. Honesty and honor are more valuable than money. The Bible tells us that a poor man is better than a liar. Proverbs 19 and verse 22. Some will trade integrity for income, but a man's integrity is far more precious than all the money in the world. Honesty is a virtue within which man could never be rich, and a virtue with which a man could never be poor. When one lets go of his integrity, he lets go of the most valuable quality he could possibly possess. There is quite a breakdown in our world today in this matter of honesty. It is quite common in our day for men to cheat on an income tax return, to pad an expense account, to swindle, to take advantage, or to do whatever he can to get by with. In so doing, people are only sell their integrity, but their souls as well. You can't sell one without the other, you know. Don't ever let your integrity for earthly gain, or for your integrity is worth so much more than an earthly gain, no matter how much it is or what it is. But character is more valuable than money. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. Proverbs 22, verse 1. It's all right to give up money to make character, but it is all wrong to give up character to make money. No rearrangement of bad eggs can make a good omelet. To make a good omelet, you must have good eggs to begin with. In like manner, no rearrangement of bad character can make a good life. To make a good life, you must have good character to begin with. I'm not talking about reputation. Now, there's a difference in reputation and character quite often. I'm talking about character. Reputation is what people think you are, but character is what you really are. Character is what God and the angels know you to be. When men come to die, it won't be a matter of how much money they had, but it will be a matter of the kind of character that they had. There is no substitute for character. Redemption of the soul is more valuable than money. For what shall it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? In Mark 8, verses 36 and 37, he who sins for profit doesn't really profit from his sin. It matters not what else you lose if you save your soul, and it matters not what you save if you lose your soul. Now, sin's punishment will exceed its profit, and sin's pain will exceed its pleasure. The prophet of old once said, "You have sold yourselves for naught," that is nothing, "and you shall be redeemed without money," Isaiah 52 and verse 3. He didn't say you shall be redeemed without price, for there can be no redemption of the souls of men without price. Redemption involves a price, but the price of your redemption is not money, but rather the blood of Jesus Christ as a lamb without spot and without blemish, 1 Peter 18 and 19. For as much as you know that you're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold. You can't buy your soul back once you've given it to the devil with silver and gold. But he says, but with the precious blood of Christ, as a lamb without blemish and without spot, 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19, as we said. The price of our redemption is not money, but the blood of our Savior. All the money in the world cannot redeem a single soul from hell. Only in the blood of Christ, the Lamb of God, can man be redeemed. Would you rather have the redemption God offers than to have all the silver and gold in the world and everything that it offers? What can silver and gold do for you when you come to judgment? You can't take these things with you when you die. They must be left behind, and they will be left behind. Therefore, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for the meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. John 6 and verse 27. Is most of your attention focused upon the food that perishes, or are you thinking seriously about the food that so feeds the soul that it will live eternally with God? Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and that believeth on me shall never thirst." John 6 and verse 35. This is the meat that endureth unto everlasting life. Our souls were made to feed upon the Lord Himself, and our souls will never be satisfied until they find satisfaction in Christ. There is a hunger, the thing that the world cannot satisfy, and a thirst, the things of the world cannot quench. Souls are hungry because they have never partaken of the bread of life. And they're thirsty because they have never drunk of the water of life. We must put our faith in Him who can satisfy our hunger, and put our trust in Him who can quench our thirst. But the question is, have you done that? This is something money can't buy for you, but it is something that will mean more to you than any amount or kind of money. With a faith in Christ, why not today repent of your sins and turn to Christ, confess Him before men, and be buried with Him in baptism and raised to walk in newness of life, that you might walk in that new life with Christ? Then the Lord, at this point, shall have added you already to His church as soon as you're born into His family. And the Bible tells us that the saved are added by the Lord to the church, Acts 2:47. It is by one Spirit that we are baptized into one body, 1 Corinthians 12:13, and Christ is the head of that body, the church, and He's the Savior of it, Colossians 1:18. Ephesians 5 and verse 23 tells us the same thing. Membership in the Lord's church will prove to be of real worth to you. What a fellowship the Lord has provided there for you. What a promise God has made to those who make up His church. what comfort and assurance He has given to all who will but follow Him. My friends, the peace that comes to those who love the Lord cannot be weighed by man's standards of value, nor can a price tag of dollars and cents be put on the redemption of a human soul. These are the things which mean so much here and so much more in the hereafter. So I beg of you to take hold of these things which the Lord provides for you and do it immediately. It is better to live for Christ than to wish you had. It is better never to have been born at all than never to have been born the second time, which is a new birth in Christ. Thank you for listening to the broadcast.